All right, who likes water? Because I have to tell you, we moved to this new building, 303 East Wacker, and there are two aquariums. Do you see that in the lobby when you walk in?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Honest to God, I could sit in front of it and watch it just like you do a television.
Sure.
But what's even more beautiful is everything that's going on at the Shedd Aquarium. And Johnny Ford, Manager of Communications and Public Relations for the Shedd, is on the line with us. How's it going, Johnny?
Going well. How are you?
Good. I have to tell you, I'm pretty excited about this exhibit that I'm not sure if it's there yet, Washed Ashore. All of our beaches are inundated with plastic, and the animals and the wildlife there are really having a tough time with straws and six-pack rings. But now, all of a sudden, this has been turned into art. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Washed Ashore is a traveling exhibit that features sculptures of aquatic life that are made out of plastic that's been picked up off of beaches. So these are pretty massive structures of penguins, of sea dragons, and as you get up closer to them, you start to recognize pieces of plastic that we see in our everyday lives, like bottle caps, brushes, combs, and we have 19 of them here at the aquarium, some of them inside, and about 5 of them, I think, outside of the aquarium, so people who are just walking by on museum campus can come up and see them as well.
I'm trying to remember, I just read in the news somewhere that some state just, or city for sure, banned plastic straws. I know Brookfield Zoo doesn't do plastic straws because you don't realize how much it can hurt the environment and the wildlife.
Yeah, and that's the reasoning behind the Shed the Straw campaign that we launched last year on Earth Day. Really taking a look at the dangers that plastics pose to aquatic life specifically. And, you know, one really easy action that people can take is to not use a plastic straw and go for a more sustainable alternative.
We have so much garbage. It's going to be pretty amazing to see these giant sculptures just to show you how much is confiscated from the beaches around the world.
Yeah, I think it'll be great to have here this summer. So all of the sculptures will be here through September. And like I said, if you're out for a walk on museum campus during the summer, even if you're not coming to the aquarium, you can stop by and see them and take a look at it and, you know, really want to start a conversation about the dangers of plastic pollution.
Johnny, it seems like the Shedd Aquarium always has special exhibits running, but for some reason this summer they really packed it on. Am I imagining that, or are there more this year than usual?
Yeah, it's a busy time. So on top of the traveling exhibit that we're hosting, we have a new special exhibit here as well called Underwater Beauty. And that's taking the place of the amphibian special exhibit that we had years prior.
This is a stupid question, but do you find moray eels to be attractive? Because I think they're the ugliest creature ever known to man.
So I think, you know, we find every aquatic being, every aquatic life is beautiful in its own way. That's kind of what we celebrate. We're not just celebrating traditional beauty and underwater beauty. We're kind of celebrating the weird and the different as well. So
Wendy. Hug a manatee. What's wrong with you?
No, the manatees, I will.
You like those?
They're adorable, but the moray eels are so scary. I have to tell you, Johnny, my partner Bill Leff is obsessed with deep, dark sea creatures that surface in the news every once in a while.
Yes.
Like a fish that has, I saw it in a cartoon with like a light bulb eye that helps it in the depths of the ocean. You love those.
Yes.
We have all kinds of different animals in this exhibit. So what's different than our previous exhibits, a lot of our previous special exhibits have focused on one species or one class of animals, like amphibians or jellies. Underwater Beauty is our most diverse special exhibit we've ever had. We have over 100 species from across the globe. So we have ribbon eels, we have the mantis shrimp, which can see more colors than we can and is actually powerful enough that it can break glass. We have all kinds of fluorescent corals and pulsing jellies, anything that you can imagine. We're really showcasing a lot of diversity and aquatic adaptations in this exhibit.
I could watch jellyfish swim all day. It's so soothing and comforting to watch them, as long as you're not in the water with them.
Right.
You have,
yeah.
you're jazzing at the Shed going on Wednesdays. If you like jazz, we can find out about that at shedaquarium.org.
Yeah, and this has been a long-standing event series for us. It's really popular Wednesday nights. We always feature live jazz music. And this year, we've introduced some new themed nights as well. So actually, tomorrow will be an LGBTQ Pride Jazzin' in honor of Pride Month. And then we've got a few more themed nights in July and August and September, celebrating 4th of July, Shark Week, Women in Science, and a youth night as well.
You should have a rainbow trout.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea.
You're welcome.
Oh, Johnny, we're so glad we have Bill left here. So I haven't been to the Shed Aquarium in a while, and I need to go back. You can find him on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Just Google shedaquarium.org. And also outside of the aquarium, some new nature experiences that are starting today, right?
Yeah, so we're actually just announcing some details about them today. We're really excited. So we've got three new nature experiences that we're launching beyond the aquarium walls to really try and connect people with nature and encourage people to look nature in the eye.
And so a traveling aquarium, what else is going on? There's some boat excursions, some kayaking.
Yes, so the experiences are going to happen across the city. So one of them is a traveling aquarium. So we'll be bringing Great Lakes wildlife and Great Lakes species to different neighborhoods across the city. So people won't have to come to us or come to the lake to connect with aquatic life. So we'll be going to a number of different communities. Some of those locations and dates we will be sharing ahead of time, and others we will kind of be keeping under wraps so we can surprise people and delight people.
Johnny, I've said this about the Shed Aquarium before, and I'll say it again. If you haven't been there in 2 or 3 or 4 years, forget it. You have to go back. It's always changing and evolving. You guys do a great job of keeping things up to date and fresh.
Thanks, yeah. And I think this is particularly exciting because while things are always changing on site here at the aquarium, this is an opportunity for us to really get out and connect people where they are with nature too. So beyond the traveling aquarium, we have an island, like a habitat island, that we are installing in the Chicago River. We're partnering with Urban Rivers to do so, and this will provide habitat both growing underneath the water surface and above for all of the animals that are living in the river ecosystem. And once that's installed, we'll actually be working with a kayaking group to bring kayakers out to the island to be able to paddle out to the island, learn a little bit more about who lives in the river and why the ecosystem is so important, and then conducting some citizen science and helping us do surveys to figure out what kind of turtles are we seeing? Are we seeing any carp laying eggs? Are we seeing snails? Are the plants growing? Really getting some information about how the habitat is changing and how the animals and the ecosystem are using it.
Someone has texted us and wondered if there are like special days where there's a discounted admission if they wanted to bring a bunch of kids together.
Yeah, so we always have free days this year. I think our next free day opportunities are in September, but you can always check the website. We've got those free days listed for Illinois residents.
And I don't know what Bill and I and Steve Bertrand were talking about earlier this week, but Bill, you mentioned that they sometimes serve a food.
Yeah, if you eat there at the Shed Aquarium in the cafeteria there, they serve seafood, which I feel is wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Like cannibalistic kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah, it's a little on the cannibalistic side. It's not my decision to make, but you shouldn't have seafood there.
I totally understand. You know, we've had people respond in that way before, but honestly, I think it's important that we of all people are the ones that are, you know, starting a narrative about how to consume seafood responsibly. So we are always available to connect with restaurants and consumers to help make a conscious decision about what kind of seafood you should be purchasing and eating, because there are tons of seafood out there that is being harvested unsustainably. And it's detrimental to populations and ecosystems where those animals are being taken out in large quantities. So, you know, I think it's a responsibility for us to lead a conversation about if you're going to eat seafood, we want to make sure that you're doing it in a responsible way.
That makes sense.
It totally does.
I'd like to believe that it was seafood that volunteered to be served up at the restaurant. That's the only way I could enjoy it. Johnny, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
He's Johnny
Thank you for
Ford.
Having us.
Absolutely. Johnny Ford, Manager of Communications and Public Relations at the Shedd Aquarium. And as he said, go to the website, sheddaquarium.org, because they do offer some free days and maybe they have some specials going on. Because somebody wanted to know if we wanted to bring four kids from the neighborhood or something. It can add up.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, yeah. So check their website. Well, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. And then we do have Peter Pan tickets to give away. You can win them very easily. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.